Elven Quest by Anil Gupta and Richard Pinto.
So it came to pass in the 75th year of the Golden Time that the questers resumed their search for the Sword of Asnagar. The fire in their hearts, unquenched by the many trials they had faced, or by the mighty foes they had battled, or by the lack of adequate washing facilities.
Ah, that fresh mountain air. It's invigorating, isn't it, Sam?
I have to say it is, Vidar. Don't you think so, Penthesilea?
Yes, the views from up here are breathtaking.
Makes you feel all get back to nature-y, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it does.
Like you just want to kick off your shoes and maybe the rest of your clothes, through the grass naked.
How many times do we have to go through this? I am a chaste warrior...
Warrior princess, I know, but you shouldn't feel embarrassed about your body, you know?
I'm not.
The human body is a beautiful thing.
I agree. Let's all strip off.
No, let's not.
Hey, can we stop for a bit? I'm absolutely knackered.
We only stopped 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, no, just to catch my breath. I think this mountain air's a bit thin for me.
Of course, chosen one. Let's take a short break.
Thank you. Phew. Is there anything to eat?
We've just had lunch.
But I'm starving.
Well, have a wee gramble, cork in my pouch, you could have a nibble of.
Oh, brilliant, thanks.
Sam, could we have a word?
Sure.
It's about the chosen one. Have you noticed that he's put on a bit of weight?
Yeah, I know. Well, he's a Labrador retriever. They tend to run to fat.
Yes, but we really need to get the Sword of Asnagar, and he's starting to hold us up.
Plus, he is the chosen one. It is a role which demands a certain dignity and decorum.
That's right. We can't allow the chosen one to become a great laddie pants. You'll have to speak to him.
Why me?
Well, it's a delicate matter. It'll be better coming from an old friend.
Oh, right. Amos!
Yes, Sam?
How to put this delicately. Thing is, mate, you're fat.
What?
You're fat. A fatty. A big fatty fatty.
No, I'm not. What do the others think?
You're fat.
Well, how has this happened? I can't understand it.
I can. You're a greedy pig.
Oh, that's rubbish. I hardly eat anything. What, mostly salad, some grilled chicken?
Roast grumble cock, leftover sausages, sandwiches, pretty much anything that isn't nailed down.
Maybe I'm just big-boned.
You eat big bones.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Unless it's the result of an evil spell cast by Lord Darkness to discredit the Chosen One and stop us from reaching the Sword of Asnagar.
Yes, that'll be it.
Of course. We must journey to the only one capable of lifting such a curse, the Black Sorcerer, Dietica.
Yeah, but we were just getting into the whole mountain air thing. We were going to run through the grass.
We can't delay. The future of Lower Earth is at stake.
Oh, you're not serious.
We leave at once.
Morning!
Oh, I'm sorry, Master.
I do wish you'd knock, Creech. I was just preparing my latest evil master plan.
Oh, right.
I've made evil sheep. Vidar and his gang will never be expecting that. With a squadron of these, we can defeat the questers, get the Sword of Asnagar, and Eva will finally rule for all eternity.
Yes, Lord. Now, will it be the full body wash this morning, or shall we just do tops and tails?
Peach, I'm trying to plan the destruction of an entire world. I can't fill my mind with inanities. Tops and tails.
Right, right, sure.
Ah, we're almost ready to go with the sheep plan. I just need Grunter to deliver the cloning machine.
Okay, I'll just lift that out of the way.
Careful.
There we are. Now, all done. I'll help you into your robes.
Where is Grunter?
I'm not sure, Lord.
What do you mean, I'm not sure, Lord? It's your job to know these things, Creech. Why do I have to do everything around here myself? Tuck that bit in, will you?
Yes, Lord. Sorry, Lord. Yes. The thing is, there's been a bit of a problem, actually, with Grunter.
What kind of a problem?
Well, he's made a complaint about you.
He's done what?
Yes, he says you're a bit of a bully.
He says I bullied him?
Yes, Lord.
Well, that doesn't sound like me. Does that sound like me to you?
Well, you can be a teeny bit bullying at times.
Careful, Creech. It's not too early to get the hard pokers out.
No, obviously not with me, Lord, but I think some of the Infernal Horde do find you a bit intimidating.
But that's a good thing, isn't it? After all, I am the Lord Darkness, personification of evil and destroyer of worlds.
But they're so terrified, you see, that they don't want to tell you anything that might upset you, even if it's something that you really ought to know.
I'm with you.
Well, for example, your campaign against the tree people of the Teutoburg Forest.
Ah, yes. An unadulterated triumph, as I recall.
Not so much. Your entire 17th Legion of Ice Behemoths was wiped out. And I think one of the tree people broke a nail.
Why wasn't I told?
Well, the Behemoth commander thought you might be cross.
Well, of course I'm cross, Creech. Bring him to me. I'll rip his ears off. I'll spit him down the middle and disembowel him with a spoon.
Oh, I see.
This is what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes, Lord. Yes.
No, this is not good, Creech. This is not good. No, not at all. Yeah. How can I build an everlasting empire of evil if I don't know what's going on?
Well, I did have one idea, Lord.
Yeah? Come on, then. Out with it.
Well, perhaps if we were to have a sort of booth where they could come and air their grievances to us anonymously.
A booth? Well, we'll give it a whirl. Mm. Yeah, okay. Oh, and Creech.
Yes, Lord?
Yeah, my flies.
Oh, sorry, Lord.
Here we are, the castle of the black sorcerer, Dietica. They say he's very strict, so we must be polite.
I bow for no man.
All right, Dean, just go easy.
I go easy for no man.
Oh, this is a waste of time. We should be up in the hills, dancing naked among the daisies.
I dance naked among the daisies for no man.
It's an impressive building.
Looks like a spa.
It is the repository of all knowledge on the healing powers of the ancient magic. Magic which is as old as time itself.
No, it's a spa. Look, there's the hairdressers.
Halt! Who seeks to enter the inner sanctum of the castle of bodily knowledge? And do you have money or vouchers?
Oh, great and wise sorcerer, we seek help for the Chosen One, the wielder of the Sword of Asnagar and the Savior of Lower Earth. He is cursed by a most foul and evil spell forged in the very depths of the Dark Lord's agony-inducing black dungeons.
I feel fine, though.
Is this the Chosen One?
Yes, so great sorcerer, Dietica.
Oh, dear me, yes. He is looking pudgy. Fat, even. Yes, fat.
Is he always like this?
You've been piling on the flubbles, haven't you?
What's a flubble?
It's a measurement of weight. I weigh 90 flubbles, not that I check or care.
A great sorcerer, will you accept the challenge of returning Lower Earth's only hope to his previous weight?
I will accept.
Fabulous.
Good news.
Cobblers.
But there is one condition. It is easy to fall under the evil spell of tubbiness if you're not careful. It is highly contagious. So you will all accompany the Chosen One on his journey.
Here we go. I knew there'd be a catch. Waste of time, the whole thing. You're not putting my dog in this nut house.
The treatment consists of communal naked saunas and mud baths every day.
But if we have to, we have to.
Naked mud baths?
What can you do?
You and the Chosen One must follow my instructions to the letter.
Wise words.
The evil fat curse is powerful indeed. It takes a very special kind of magic to break it.
Indeedy, magic of the naked kind.
But it doesn't come cheap either.
You should worry less about the cost, dwarf, and more about being wider than you are tall.
Well said, sorcerer. I like him more and more.
An overweight, am I?
Yes.
Hate to say it, Dean, but he is right.
Oh, I thought my underbreeches were starting to chafe.
Oh, that image is going to take some shifting.
And you too, Elf?
Me? But I'm quite buff.
He's a professional leader.
Dwarf, you can afford to lose 20 flubbles.
Definitely.
Human, 15.
Yeah.
Elf, 10.
10,
and yeah. Warrior princess, 5.
What? He's obviously a quack. Stand back while I slice him in twain.
Sheathe your sword, princess. We don't want to jeopardize our mission.
So, you will all accompany the Chosen One on his journey.
And if we refuse?
Then he shall not enter this place. And he shall be forced to wield the Sword of Asnagar in his present corporeal form. And there shall be great mirth at his wielding, for he'll not be able to do it properly. And he'll look ungainly and sweaty like all fatties.
I don't want to do it, Sam. Don't make me do it.
It's for your own good, Amos. If I listened to you every time I tried to take you to the vets, you'd have had a lot more infections.
I'd have had 2 more testicles as well.
Very well, great sorcerer. We agree.
Enter!
Now, Lord, into the booth we go. Now, you just sit there.
Okay.
I'll sit here.
All right.
Oh, it's a bit cramped.
Yeah.
Sorry, great one, was that your leg?
Yes.
Oh, that must be your other leg.
Great.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Just keep still, will you?
Okay, sorry, Lord. Sorry.
What do we do now?
Well, we wait for people to come and complain.
Oh, I see, yeah. What for?
Well, so we can gauge the depth of the
problem. Oh, yes, I see, yeah. And then we kill them?
No.
No?
No, no, it's a confidential service.
Oh, right, confidential, yes. So we don't tell anyone we've killed them, hmm?
No, no, no. Confidential for them, oh vengeful and shouty.
Oh, okay.
But remember, you must keep absolutely silent.
Yes.
Otherwise, they'll know you're here.
Uh-huh.
That it wouldn't be confidential.
Just get on with it.
Okay. Here comes the first one. No, no, not a sound, Lord.
Oh, it's that little creep from Apocalypse Planning. Right, bunch of whingers there.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome. Now, have you come to make a complaint about Lord Darkness?
Yes.
And what is the nature of your complaint?
He bullies me.
I haven't even started yet.
Carry on.
Yes, well, it's just that he's always, you know, shouting and that, and, you know, using abusive language and stuff. I feel like I can't get away from him. Like, he's always watching me.
I know who you are, you know.
It's him!
If you're not going to take this seriously, yeah, a grotesque parody of confidentiality, then we won't...
No, I'm sorry. I'll be quiet.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, it's just difficult to be quiet when somebody's saying mean things about you.
Is it?
Hmm. Oh, I see, that's what I do to them, isn't it? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, gotcha.
Now, shall we carry on?
Please, yes.
Okay. Oh, now, here comes the next one. Hello. Have you got something you want to say? A complaint, perhaps, about Lord Darkness?
It's that rat, that grunt.
My lord!
Come back, you treacherous little toad. And where's my cloning machine?
I think we may need a new approach, my lord.
Come on, fatties, keep it moving.
Hello, Mr. Sorcerer, sir.
Ah, yes, sir, you are,
Amos, your magicalness.
Exactly, how are things?
Really good, I've lost another 4 flubbles.
Well, that's great, but no slacking. Must keep up the regime. The evil fat spell is very hard to shift. Now, what would you like for lunch today?
What is there?
Well, there's soup.
I'll have the soup.
Good choice. Right, who's next?
Me. Can I ask a question?
No. Do you want soup or not?
When do the naked mud baths start?
Oh, they're funny. You'll get your turn in the sloppy stuff. Got your eye on this princess, have you?
No. I'm just interested in getting fit.
Yes, of course you are. She's a little bit pudgy for me, but hey, whatever gets you going.
I hardly think she's pudgy.
Of course she is. They all are. They disgust me, all of them. I mean, enjoy your workout, love your body, love yourself.
Yeah, but you said we were afflicted by the fat curse as well, and we're not fat.
No, that's right,
we're not fat.
I am.
What?
I'm fat.
No, you're not.
I am. I'm huge and disgusting. Don't even look at me.
Hey, don't be like that. You've got a great bot.
Oh, thank you. I think you'll find he was talking to me.
Yeah, and anyway, you are a warrior princess. I thought you didn't care what you look like.
That was before. Now I'm not interested in being strong or brave or resourceful. I just want to be thin.
Die, Etika, you fiend! What have you done to her?
It's not me. It's the evil fat spell. It twists your mind and sends you insane. Looking good, everyone. Looking trim.
I'm hideous.
No.
I'm never going to let anyone see me naked ever again.
Right, that's us out of here. Come on, Amos, we're leaving.
Guards!
Guards?
You can't leave. How can I permit you to spread the horror of the evil fat curse? Lower Earth must be freed of the tyranny of tubbiness. All fatties will stay with me until I've cured you of your great wobbly tummies and chafing thighs. No more shall chubby fingers and little piggy eyes plague our land. I, the black saucer Dietica, shall make it so. Now take them away and give them all cabbage water enemas.
All right, Charlie, come on. Let's come on. Come on.
Welcome to this bullying awareness session. My name is Empathia the Smug, and I'm going to be your facilitator for today. So why don't we start off by going round the room and have everyone say their name. I'll start. I'm Empathia.
Lord Darkness.
Creech, hi.
Okay, good. Now we know who everyone is, why don't we kick off with a bit of role play?
Okay.
Come on, it won't be that bad. What I want you to do is to imagine you are the other person. So, Creech, why don't you be Lord Darkness?
Okay, I'll try.
And Lord Darkness, if you could
Creech,
be...
Creech, yes, I get it.
Okay, let's say you're having dinner together.
Impossible.
Now, I know you feel self-conscious,
no,
but...
No, he means we would never have dinner together. I would serve dinner to him.
He is my servant, you see.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's say you're serving dinner.
Oh, very well.
Oh, great Dark Lord, here's your dinner. Sorry it's taken so long, and it's cold and isn't what you asked for. Snivel, grovel, slime.
If you're going to be sarcastic...
What?
No, that is what I sound like.
Yeah, see?
Oh, Okay, carry on.
Grovel, slime, snivel, I'm so unworthy.
Now, Creech?
Well, I'm not sure I can...
Come on, this is a safe place.
Okay. Creech, you disgusting worm! You odious waste of flesh! You don't expect me to eat this filth! I'd rather chew on my own spleen in a sandwich! Now get out of my sight before I really lose my temper and chow grill you with the red hot pokers!
Nothing like me.
Sorry, I can't do the voice.
It's more nasal.
Yes, it is more nasal. Much more nasal.
But apart from the voice, that is how you speak to him?
Well, pretty much, yeah, I suppose.
And can you see how that might not make Creech feel very good?
Suppose.
You know, a lot of people become bullies because they themselves are bullied as children.
Ah, but that doesn't always work, though, because I was horribly bullied when I was little, and as I grew up, it just sort of carried on.
Yes, perhaps that's something we can address in another session.
Yeah, but do you think there's some deep-rooted reason for it? I mean, maybe there's something about me that in some way invites this kind of behaviour.
Shut up now.
Yes, all right.
So, what we need to do is to isolate the event or person that is the source of your aberrant behaviour, and then work out your feelings, even if necessary, revisit them in order to obtain closure.
What?
I think she means find out who bullied you, Lord, then go and have it out with them.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So, is there someone from your past?
Well, that's just it, you see. I mean, I was really a very happy child.
Were you, Lord?
Yes, I know. It's hard to believe when you see me now, weighed down with the burden of being the personification of all evil. But, as an apple-cheeked young lad, I was without a care in the world. I mean, I was an only child, but I had lots of friends. Mummy and Daddy doted on me, and I couldn't have been happier, really. except...
Yes?
Well, you know, I was a little plump.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I think I can guess what happened next.
Can you?
You were mercilessly bullied because you were a fatty.
No, Mr. Smarty Pants psychobabble expert. I was, in fact, sent away to a fat camp.
And what happened there?
I was mercilessly bullied because I was a fatty.
Oh, it burns! It burns!
Here, Dean, try and sit down.
Yeah. Oh, typical. They put us in a cell without any cushions.
Cabbage water enemas go straight to the top of my list of things I never want to experience again.
Yes, mine too. Actually, second, after ritual circumcision.
Right, that's not likely to happen twice, though, is it? There must be some way out of here.
Well, there's a guard posted outside. The door's locked and bolted, and there are no windows. It's hard to see how it could be any worse.
Hey, miss.
Oh, that's right. Blame the dog.
Well, it's usually you.
Well, this time it might not have been.
Was it?
Yes.
Well, that's just great. As if being locked up in an infernal health spa for all eternity isn't enough, now they throw in a flatulent dog as well.
Oopsie.
And a flatulent elf. And a flatulent warrior princess.
So embarrassed.
Actually, Princess, when faced with problems of wind, I find a judiciously timed cough works a treat.
I don't see how that helps.
Death by choking on cabbagey bottom gas. That dietica really is an evil sadist.
You can't blame the sorcerer, Sam. He's done a great job. I feel fit as a fiddle.
You've actually enjoyed it, haven't you?
Yes, I have. You can mock all you like, but I believe a little bit of cabbagey windy pops is a small price to pay for ridding myself of the evil curse of fatness. I can now discharge the noble duties of Chosen One without the discomfort of a wobbly tummy and man breasts.
Oh, God. Come on.
Wait. I have an idea. Everyone, hold their breath.
Way ahead of you.
Guards?
Yeah, what is it?
I have something important to tell the sorcerer.
Hang on a minute. Yeah, all right, lads. What's all this about?
Brilliant, Peter.
What do you mean? I was going to ask if we could have a cell with a window.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Hang on, where's Amos?
Chosen one.
I'm not coming.
What?
I'm safe in here. Out there, I'll just fall under the spell of the evil curse again.
What are you talking about?
I'll eat bread, Sam, and biscuits, and that amazing stuff they have here, which is like bread made of biscuits.
You won't if you don't want to.
No, Sam, you don't know what you're saying. The evil has taken over your mind. It's made you think you have control over food, but you don't. You can't escape it, Sam. Even if you defeat one tasty snack, there'll be others. And they'll bring dips and spreads and other punishing milk curd derivatives. Do you know how many types of cheese there are?
All right, calm down, Amos. You know what this means, don't you?
Yes, The chosen one is a cheese monkey.
No! He's been brainwashed! We need to get him out of here as quickly as possible before he wastes away to nothing.
Well, to be fair, we've got a bit of time.
I can hear you.
Right, grab him. Come, fellow questers, this way.
Not so fast.
Come, fellow questers, this way.
God, Caesar,
stay back. I'll have no more brassicas at my bahookie.
Help me, great sorcerer. They want to make me fat.
Mm. Then it seems to me the perfect punishment for anyone attempting to make someone fat is to become fat them very self.
No!
Yes! I will cast an evil spell over you all. One which will give you a terrible craving for pudding.
Yeah, that's not a very hard one to pull off, though, is it?
We shall resist you to our last breath. Will there be a choice of pudding?
Don't worry. There will be every kind of food known to Lower Earth. And you'll have plenty of time to finish your meal. In fact, you'll have all eternity.
not eternity, great sorcerer of them mortals.
Oh, in that case you won't have eternity. But you will have absolutely ages.
Is this the place where your childhood innocence was destroyed by a cruel and sadistic bully, O most slim of all evil ones?
I'm not sure. It might be.
Perhaps we should keep looking?
No, this is the place. It's funny. It looks so harmless from the outside, almost welcoming. You would never guess the horror that awaits inside.
Shall we go in?
No. I'm feeling much more sanguine about the whole thing. I mean, it wasn't really that traumatic, now I think about it. Why don't we just toddle off back to the castle of darkness for a cocoa and a fat, worthless bastard?
Shall I hold your hand?
Yes, please.
Come on.
Come on, lads, get a move on, will you?
Oh, poke me one more time with that halberd pole. Just one more time.
Don't worry. Soon you will have so much excess blubber that you won't even feel any penetration of your outer layers.
Where are you taking us?
To the Chamber of Hexes, wherein lies unimaginable horrors. Behold!
It's too hideous.
It's terrifying.
Horrible.
It's a buffet table.
No ordinary buffet table. This is the cursed table of temptation. None can resist picking at its delights.
That's all a buffet table is. No, listen to me. There is no magic. It's just food. You don't have to eat it.
Oh, my God. You have to try this dinner.
Oh, the salad made from potatoes is delicious.
Oh, it's been a long while since I've tasted a tiny sausage as sweet as this.
You see, human, do you think something so simple as a table laden with nibbles could exert such a powerful influence without the power of the hex?
Then why isn't it working on me?
It is working on you.
I don't think so.
We'll see.
Oh, we will see.
Yes, we will.
Oh, yes, we will.
You just wait.
I'm waiting. It's all in the mind. You can stand there as long as you like. I'm not touching it. Yeah, it's only one meat pie. I mean, it's not going to do me any harm.
And so it begins.
Oh, what's that?
It's another one.
Oh, no, one's enough for me, thank you. Although they're not very big, are they? I'll have that as well.
The door to the Chamber of Hexes is precisely one average-sized person wide. Soon you will be incapable of leaving, and this place of evil gluttony will become your living tomb for eternity. I mean for ages.
So, Dyetica, still up to your old tricks, I see.
Who are you?
You mean you don't recognize me?
No.
Then let me refresh your memory. It was a more innocent time. A time of childhood and laughter. A happy-go-lucky little boy was sent to you by his loving parents, whose only thoughts were for the well-being of their only child, because he had grown slightly chubby. But you didn't care about that little boy's well-being. All you cared about was destroying his sense of self-worth. Well, his heart grew cold as a result of your treatment, and he grew up to be the most black-hearted, evil necromancer that Lower Earth has ever seen. Now do you recognize me?
No, sorry.
I am Lord Darkness, the foul and pestilential. But you may remember me by another name.
Oh, what is the other name?
Little Billy Wobble.
Oh, yes, little fat kid.
Yes, that's right. And now I've come back.
What, to kill me, I suppose?
No. To tell you he doesn't need you anymore.
Yes, I don't need you anymore, that's right. And no one else must suffer the way I did. Oi, you lot in the chamber, move away from the buffet table.
Oh, look, it's Lord Darkness.
Oh, where did he spring from?
Stop eating and get out. Run as far away from here as you can.
He's right. Come on, let's go. I'll just take one more pie for the road.
As for you, oh evil sorcerer, perhaps revenge is a dish best served in the form of a buffet.
No!
Yes, now get in there and stuff your face.
You'll never get away with this, Darkness. Oh, look, jelly. Oh, sponge fingers.
Come on then, Creech. I've got some bullying to do. Starting with you, you little worm.
But I thought this was supposed to cure you of the need to bully.
Well, it has. I'm not bullying you because I need to. I'm bullying you because I like it.
Oh, yes. Oh, I see, yes. Much healthier.
Well, my fellow questers, we've had a narrow escape. But you know, I think we've learned a lesson here today.
Aye. I'll never again be afraid of the sight of my naked body.
And I'll never be afraid of the sight of your naked body either.
And now I'm back in shape, I promise never to let myself go again.
Oh, I'm proud of you, Amos.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm starving. As soon as we make camp, I'm feasting on roast gramble cock with all the trimmings.
Me too.
Me four.
Hooray!
And I'll just have the salad.
Oh.
With a tiny bit of gramble cock, which I'll leave on my plate at the end.
Hooray!
Onwards, questers, for the sword of Asnagar awaits!